3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Two people were injured following a multi-vehicle crash on 95 southbound early Sunday morning. The accident happened just before 3 a.m. in the Arbutus area when a car driven by a 27-year-old of Tacoma Park struck a tractor trailer and was then hit by a car driven by a 53-year-old from Middle River. They were both taken to shock trauma for treatment. The tractor trailer driver was not injured. Howard County Police say an 18-year-old is charged with first-degree murder in connection with Saturday's deadly double shooting near the mall in Columbia. Emmett Sinzia is being held without bail after the shooting that claimed the life of a 16-year-old and left a 15-year-old in critical condition. Michael Robertson was killed in the parking lot in Bus Loop area outside of Lytle on Little Patuxent Parkway. In addition, police have charged Zia with attempted first-degree murder in a February 14th non-contact shooting on Twin Rivers Road in Columbia. Stein on Sports in the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know! Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Braves this afternoon in Sarasota. Dean Kramer takes the hill for Baltimore. Game time moved back to 4:05. Heavy rains earlier in the afternoon. Meanwhile, Jackson Holliday was at the mic on Saturday during the broadcast of the O's Pirates game and was candid about his rough 2024 debut.
Obviously, last year didn't go as well as I would have liked, but I'm excited for this spring to show off what I've been working on this offseason and continue to get better.
Holliday batted 189 in 190 at-bats. Ravens news, team filling out its coaching staff. Don D'Alessio is the new secondary coach. Matt Pease, son of defensive consultant Dean Pease, is the new assistant linebacker coach. Assistant special teams coach is now Anthony Levine. And finally, this past Saturday, February 22nd, was the 45th anniversary of the greatest moment in U.S. sports history.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
Every time I hear the call, sends shivers down my spine. The great Al Michaels, of course, the miracle on ice. U.S. over the Soviets 45 years ago. Coming up in 30 minutes, the chase continues for the Great Eight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job?
Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to go around on this Monday as we head up to 57 today. Upper 40s is average. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 37. Upper 20s is where we are supposed to be. Tuesday, partly sunny. Maybe a stray shower late in the day. High near 60. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 43 degrees in Dundalk, 47 in Owings Mills, and 45 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, the week has begun. Reset, set some goals, even just one goal. Even one goal. You know what my goal is this week for me? I'm cleaning out the garage. Yes, I'm taking all the junk out of the garage that have accumulated over the winter. And then I'm calling a hauling company to take it to the dump. That is my big goal of the week. And, of course, Olivia's already said that she's going to get some gloves on, and she's helping out, and she's hoping to make at least $25. If there's any wonder, yes, that's my kid. That's my kid right there. Work? Money? I'm there, Mom. Yes, so she'll be helping me hopefully with that. But we were talking to Delegate Brian Chisholm before the break, and even before, right after that, we were talking to Patty from Harford County. Patty, thank you so much for being on hold there to talk to my producer. If you're listening, you obviously are a wealth of knowledge on this, and we want to talk to more people like Patty that seems to know what is going on with this energy crisis, because some of this is a bit confusing. Some of it is a bit confusing because you've got elected officials like you saw in Baltimore City, right? City Council, Council President Zeke Cohen, they're blaming BGE, right? They're saying BGE's raising the rates and it's all them and it's greed and it's, you know, this and that. They're the big 1%, you know, that whole thing where they put all this fear in everybody that the big 1% is coming for them. And then you look at what's going on in Annapolis and you kind of have Democrats that have admitted that it's not just greed, that you kind of have a couple of them that have admitted it's because of policy decisions. They don't outright say it. And then you've got the governor who is standing 10 toes down on wind and solar and obviously still wanting to import energy. So it's a disaster on all fronts. So I love the fact that we have people that call the show that know what they're talking about. I've got Randy in Westminster. Randy, I think you know what you're talking about as well. What's going on, Randy? Is Randy there? Oh, Randy, if you could call back, that'd be great. Randy was right there just a second ago. And, you know, this is what we need. We need people like Patty, like Randy to call in and let us know what's going on. You know, the real, I guess is what you could call it. The real, because that's what's going on right now. You've got people trying to muddy the waters because their political career depends on it. Right. And when you hear about Empower, when you hear about the activists, the fact that it could be a slush fund and all these other things, and you see the money going to these certain organizations and you don't see it going to the people in which they said that they're trying to help. Right. They say, oh, we're helping those, you know, that are less fortunate than the, you know, underserved communities. This is what they've been doing since the beginning of what? Maybe 1950s, right before the Civil Rights era. This is what they decided to do. And it all really, you know, it took on a huge shape and form once they decided to try to do the welfare state, right? They put that in place. And this is when you had Democrats, whether Democrat voters want to admit this or not, but this is what happened. Democrats in office like Lyndon Johnson and friends, they said, okay, we'll help out. We'll do what Martin Luther King Jr. wants to do. We'll do what all of these civil rights leaders want us to do, you know, like John Lewis and others. We'll do that. But guess what? We're going to make some money on it as well. So they put all these things in place, right? They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to help you with housing. We're going to help you with food. We're going to help with this. Oh, yeah, we're gonna fix the schools. We're going to make sure we do this and that. But all these things that they put in place, with the safeguard for themselves. They put them in place with an opportunity to make money on it themselves. Okay? So when we talk about people like Congressman Johnny Oshesky, now, you know, don't think I'm talking about him just because I ran for office against him or I think that he's the worst county executive of all time. Those things are true. But at the same time, he's continuing this even as he was leaving office. You know, that executive order he put in place, and Kathy Klausmeier, if you're listening, I'm still waiting for you to repeal it, sweetheart. What he put in place was to make sure that landlords and others had to take Section 8 housing vouchers. It was a mandate on landlords to take Section 8 housing vouchers. It also helped his developer friends. If you go to his FEC report, you'll see lots of his developer friends that have made donations to Johnny Oshesky, because this is all what they do within their crew. They push this attainable housing and they act like they're helping all these individuals, you know, afford some place to live. That's not the case. These people might be able to afford it, you know, for that time, but who wants to rent for the rest of their lives? I know I wouldn't. But this is what they push on people, right? He's like, oh yeah, rent for the rest of your life. That's a great idea. Not a great idea. But at the same time, they're also making lots of money on this. They're making a ton of money. Whether it's they're putting these attainable housing things, you know, places everywhere. Right? I mean, how many times did we hear Doug and Ryan DeRocky fighting back about attainable housing in White Marsh and other areas? It's crazy how much money they're making off of this. And they've got a monopoly on it, right? Because if you're playing within the crew and you're helping out the Baltimore County executive, then of course you're going to get dibs on all these things. Remember we found out that they weren't charging developer impact fees in Baltimore County? Why do you think that is? Why do you think developers weren't being charged impact fees, yet here we are being charged fees and taxes on absolutely everything? Even bags, even paper bags that were once free, like not even 10 years ago. It's the game that they play. And so when people say to me that Johnny O or all these other people, they're really nice, they're really good people, you just got to really get to know them, that's BS. That's baloney. You're not a good person wouldn't do that, okay? That's not a good person. Taking advantage of those that can barely feed themselves, you're not a good person to do that. That's not a thing. You know, taking advantage of people and charging them and nickeling and diming them for everything to help out your agenda, you're not a good person for doing that. You're not. This is all self-serving. I got some text to read. Also got a caller on the line. Tom in Catonsville. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, good morning. You know, the point I wanted to make was, you know, BG&E used to be a monopoly, and then there was this push for deregulation. And when that push came, we were told we were going to have these endless suppliers, and we were going to be able to save all this money on the supply end. But like your delegate said, they've dried up all the suppliers. So whatever we hope to save on the supply side, we can't. And now we're getting these high rates for the delivery. But here's the thing people can do right now. You know, the people that got us here have already been elected and in many cases reelected. So the next election is not for a while.
Yeah.
But if this week everybody changed the registration to Republican, not independent or unaffiliated, but Republican, that would send a message to the Democrats that, hey, we are tired of what you're selling. We want you to be more in line with the Republicans when it comes to spending, energy, the border, crime. We want you to be more in line. If they get big numbers in a couple of weeks that people are going to Republican, that might wake them up and things might change. But even if it changes, remember that in the next election, you've got to remember these people that painted you in the corner, because they're going to be there and they'll paint you in again because they think you're not really serious about doing anything. And if you change your affiliation, you can always change it back. You're not locked in. You can still send money to Democrats. You can still knock on doors for Democrats. You just have to change your affiliation back by the next primary, or you can only vote in the next Republican primary, but you can always vote for anybody in the general. You know, as far as BG&E is concerned, I think they need to be regulated again, because this deregulation is not working out. It's not the way it was sold to us. And even if they don't re-regulate, they need officials in there who are going to look at them in the Public Service Commission and look out for us. What are they making now in profit? I'd like to know, because when they were a regulated monopoly, they were guaranteed 13% profit every year. I'd love to see what they're making now, because if they're making these huge profits and they're the only game in town, it's not fair to us.
Right, right. Tom, you're absolutely correct, as always. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thank you. And Tom has a point there. I know that a lot of people are not going to change their party affiliation. Only because it's like, you know, for them, it's almost like a religion at this point. Even though Tom made great points, you can change it right back. You can still vote Democrat. You would just send that message. But I know that, it's, you know, it's almost like a cult, it seems, you know, for some people. And it, you know, but I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea. Or we could just vote Republican up and down ballot. We can give that a shot. Because let's think about it. Right now, Democrats, in Annapolis, you've got 70% of the legislature. That's about, yeah, the Democrats, about 70%. You know, it's we are the minority in the Republican Party. But if you're looking at all the decisions that have been made decade upon decade, and you know that it's only been Democrats in charge, you've got to, at some point, even as a Democrat that only votes Democrat, you got to say to yourself that this isn't working and it's costing me a lot of money, right? Even when it comes to the school system. Do you have kids in school? Think about what the things that they're pushing now. You've got Democrats in school pushing, you know, condoms being sold to elementary school students. Is that what you voted for? Is that really what you want? And as Tom pointed out, you don't have to become a Republican. You don't have to become an independent. I mean, but I know you've got to be fed up with this just like everybody else. There's no way that you think that this is okay. And you know what I really love? We talk about this, right? We talk about the energy costs. We talk about the taxes and the fees. We talk about Democrats and what they've done to this country and what they've done to this state specifically. You know how I never get calls from the other side that love to call me and tell me how bad Trump is? They love to call me and tell me how bad Elon Musk is. They love to call to tell me how racist the Republicans are. You never notice? They never call in. When we're talking about the Democrats in Annapolis or on these city or county councils that have truly screwed us in the state. You ever notice that? I've noticed it. I've got Mike in Parkville. Excuse me. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
How closely do you look at your bills when you receive them each month? Just out of curiosity.
Not that close. I look at the bottom line and then I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah. That's most people, because I've been going to some of the PSC meetings for the past few years because the bills have skyrocketed. So if you do have gas, you'll have an electric side and a gas side. Just divide it up that way. And then in each side, electric and gas, you'll have your supply side, which is the cost of the actual energy. And then you'll have the distribution charge, which is how much it costs BG&E to bring it to you, right? So the BG&E distribution fee is regulated by the PSC, the Public Service Commission, I believe. The supply for both gas and electric, you can shop around for. And I actually got a great deal on my gas. I have a couple websites that like compare prices. And in August, I locked into 3 years at 39 cents per therm on my gas side, which is the lowest I've had in 5 years on the supply side. Now, my last month's bill, just check this out, because the distribution on the gas has gone up like 43% in the past 14 months. For $166 worth of gas, I paid $499 for BG&E to bring it to me.
Wow. Wow.
So the big increases haven't been on the supply side yet in the energy production, at least for the gas side. I put solar panels on my house 2 years ago, so I haven't been closely monitoring the electricity supply prices. But it's crazy that BG&E has raised it and approved by the PSC, and I think that's appointees. I don't think we get to vote.
Governor Westmore appointed those individuals. And you know what? Believe it or not, Mike, Armstrong Williams in that town hall asked him about how he appointed them and if he plans to say anything. And he basically said no, he's not going to. But he did appoint them.
14 months ago, my delivery price was, distribution price on the gas was 74 cents per therm, and now it's like $1.05 per therm.
Jesus. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Mike, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. I appreciate you. You know, this is a nightmare for a lot of people, and that's what I'm saying. And you know, look, if you're a Democrat and you listen to this show, first of all, I appreciate you listening. I don't I don't put you down. I know sometimes, you know, people say, oh, Kim's always blaming Democrats. Da, da, da. I'm not talking about the voters, okay? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about those in these leadership positions that only answer to special interest groups or their back pocket. That's who I'm talking about. When I say the Democrats have ruined the state, I'm talking about them. I'm not talking about you. And I just want to make sure that we're very clear on this. I think you, if you're a Democrat, I think you have a chance to really change the trajectory of the state. I think you have a chance, as Tom pointed out, if you switched your you know, party affiliation or whatever you wanted to do, I think you have this opportunity to send the message and to stop this nightmare. You know, there were a lot of people that came up to me in early voting, and we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, but there were a lot of people came up to me in early voting here this last election cycle in Baltimore County that talked about the bag price and the bag tax. And there were a lot of people that were very upset about it, so much so that you had Johnny O. Senior lying to people saying that it was just, you know, Johnny had nothing to do with it. No, Johnny did sign it into law. He had a whole celebration for it. Now, was it county council members that brought it forward? Yes. Am I upset with those county council members that did such a thing? Yes. But you have an opportunity to change this just like I do. We'll discuss where we get back.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights, 7 to 10, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we are wrapping up this conversation on the energy crisis. I'm able to get to your text here in the text line, but I also want to get to the phone lines as well. And don't forget, our question of the day is still surrounding the deadly weekend we had in the Baltimore region. Yeah, we had a 6-year-old that was killed, a 15-year-old in critical condition, and both shot by an 18-year-old that was on a home monitoring system. And he was on a system and also charged with attempted murder just on Valentine's Day, yet he was out and about to carry out the shooting at Columbia Mall, which is absolutely unbelievable, which goes to the question of the day, which is, should Governor Wes Moore fire Vincent Schiraldi? That question of the day is at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Please partake in that poll, because believe it or not, there are people in the governor's office that do pay attention to what you are saying here on WCBM. I got Bill at Owings Mills. Bill, you wanted to talk about energy?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Here's what I wanted to say. You know, our politicians down there are as about as useful as a milk pail under a bull. And I mean that literally because I seem to gain from what you're saying that they insist on doing the same thing, you know, insanity, doing the same thing in the same way and expecting different results. And that's exactly the way they operate. But it's probably not going to get it done in my lifetime. I'm 65. I don't know how many more years I have left. I hope I have some. But my feeling is, you know, first I remember the days that they poo-pooed atomic energy. Well, you know, in spite of all its problems in this country, you have something that nobody ever talks about. That's called TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority. If it wasn't for that built down on the Tennessee River years ago, the Southerners would find it very difficult and very expensive to have electricity. That's nuclear energy. France and Western Europe, and Europe is on it. Okay, I realize you've had your problems. Nothing's perfect. But I'm ready for going to atomic to boost it more. I'm tired of hearing about the naturalist extremists poo-pooing everything we do. They shut down coal plants. What do the people in West Virginia could do to make money? We could use power from that. And they, you know, I'm tired of this prissy catering to these people who you can never please. And they're standing in the way of progress.
Yeah.
And that's why your electric bills are going up, because nobody wants to do anything. It's keep like you said, and I don't mean to steal your thunder. It's doing the same thing in the same way and expecting different results, and that's called insanity.
Yeah. No, Bill, I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. And I do agree, and he's right. These people, you know, these activists and all these other people, it's just like the Black Lives Matter activists. You're not going to solve any of the problems they claim they have, okay? There's no... There's no getting rid of them. If you solve a problem they say that they have right now on a sign, they'll make a new sign and have a different problem tomorrow, okay? That's how they operate. This is how they make money. So the fact that we are continuing to bend the knee to these idiots, these ridiculous people with these illogical ideas, why are we doing this? It is costing us money. It is costing us money. The more money that we're going to spend on all this other stuff, just so you know, to those in office, just so you know, we can't then contribute to your campaigns because we don't have any disposable income. We've got nothing. So we can't contribute to your campaigns. We can't travel. You know, we can't go out to some of these restaurants. You want the restaurants to close up? Is that what you want? That's what's going on in Baltimore City right now. Because right now, even with myself and my daughter, we used to go out to eat all the time. Not anymore. This is real life for many of us. And I would love to support some of those mom and pop shops. I would love to do that. But here we are. All right, coming up next, we are going to move down to Capitol Hill because there's a lot going on absolutely everywhere right now. Absolutely everywhere. Elon Musk sends out an email to federal employees to check in. That email was not well received, okay? Okay? Not just by the federal employees. But Kash Patel, the new FBI director, and he's got a deputy we should talk about. Kash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard, they told the employees in their departments to just hold tight. We'll talk about all that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In his drive to expel criminal illegal aliens from the country, it seems that President Trump has a lot of Republican friends in a number of states. Lawmakers threatening to punish states and localities that pursue sanctuary policies in defiance of federal law. The FBI getting a new deputy director whose name is familiar to many. President Trump announcing the appointment of Dan Bongino as Director Kash Patel's right-hand man. The president welcomes French President Macron to the White House today. They'll talk about the war in Ukraine. Today, the third anniversary of the Russian invasion. And today, in a show of support for Ukraine, European leaders and the Canadian Prime Minister have traveled to Kiev. Word that Grammy Award-winning singer Roberta Flack has died. She was 88. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points, the Nasdaq down 182. More details at srnnews.com.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together.
to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Braves this afternoon from Sarasota. Dean Kramer will make his spring training debut at 4:05. Game moved back 3 hours because of some bad weather moving in early afternoon. Here's manager Brandon Hyde on Kramer and what he hopes for in 2025.
Dean Kramer took a huge step last year, huge step forward, adding the split finger, really being a solid major league starter. Could see him improve even more than that.
Yesterday, Birds beat the Phils 7-3. Cade Povich pitched 2 scoreless. Kobe Mayo, a 2-run single. A sidebar here, closer Felix Bautista threw his first live bullpen session, a strong sign that he's on target for Grapefruit League work in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, in D.C. yesterday, the chase continued in grand fashion.
Emerson is sticks that. Here's Ovechkin! Got it! Another hat trick for Alexander Ovechkin. 12 to tie and 13 away from history.
Indeed, on pace for an early April record breaker, that call on TNT. Remember, Ovi missed 6 weeks this season with a broken leg. Caps beat the Oilers 7-3. With 84 points, the Caps own the best record in the NHL. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens at the mic in Indianapolis. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Lots of sunshine. We'll go up to 57 for that high today, and we get even warmer on Tuesday by a few degrees. Now for tonight, mostly cloudy. The overnight low falls back to 37. Upper 20s is where we are supposed to be. Tuesday, stray shower late in the day is possible. Partly sunny, getting up to around 60, and then mostly sunny on Wednesday, dropping back down to 59. Upper 50s again Thursday, and it looks like we will see a decent shot at some afternoon showers. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Here's my question. Who has the ultimate authority to invoke eminent domain in the state of Maryland? Is it the Public Service Commission? Is it the legislature? Is it the governor? You have the governor of the state of Maryland go, this is a kind of a different process. There are real questions. I have no idea. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Who do we direct our anger to then if it's not your fault, Governor? And why aren't you helping us?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Really, we're like halfway through the show right now. I'm doing pretty well, I think. I'm gonna say for myself, the fact that I have not slept yet, I think I'm doing all right. If you're, I dozed off twice, according to Brian, the producer. If you're just joining us, I listened to some friends yesterday, and they told me to stop taking over-the-counter sleeping pills because they're bad for me. I think my friends, honestly, are bad for me, but that's another topic. But so I went to go take something more natural, right, with the whole melatonin situation. So I have not been to sleep because I guess when you're used to taking sleeping pills, the melatonin really doesn't do anything. But it looks like I got a friend on the line, Joe in Baltimore. Joe, did you want to give me some advice for sleep?
Yes, the advice that you don't want, I do.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
All right, I said I was going to be a little bit better in 2025. I'm going to try to be a little more positive. Hopefully this will help somebody, including yourself. But I don't get any sleep, and I learn a lot about it. So first off, if you're going to experiment with different sleep medications, the weekend will probably be the best time for that, Kim.
Yeah, that was not smart on my part. I do agree. I do agree. That was dumb on my part.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But some things you could do to help. Caffeine, I don't know how much caffeine you drink, but capping your caffeine a day to like 200 milligrams would help with more restful sleep at night and for you to get to sleep quicker. New research showed that you're not even really supposed to drink caffeine 10 to 12 hours before you go to sleep, which is like why even drink it in the first place.
Oh.
I don't know. But, I mean, 6 to 8 hours is probably more realistic for most people. Before you go to bed, I know you do a lot of show research probably up trying to, you know, on the computer. The blue light from the devices that you're using is signaling to your brain that it's time to get up. It's the same blue light that we receive from the sun. So you either need to, first off, you do need to have a pre-sleep routine where you're lowering all the lights on your devices. And you need to be wearing blue light blocking glasses before you go to sleep. That'll help you. Also, when you go to sleep in your room should always be dark. It should be a few degrees cooler than the rest of the house. I have a humidifier on because I have sinus issues. I think you do too.
I think that's pretty clear. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I have an air purifier to, like, clear debris out of the air as well. I can't sleep with silence. So what I do is I play these sounds called delta waves. And they mimic the delta waves that your brain produce when you go to sleep. And I have to say, as long as I've been playing them, like I played them last night, I have never not been in REM sleep. I dream vividly every night, no matter if I'm getting 4.5 hours of sleep, 6 hours of sleep. And I average 5 hours. That's really bad. But I usually sleep through the night. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up at the end of a REM cycle, so I schedule my sleep hour and a half cycles. A REM cycle is an hour and a half. So when you wake up at the end of a REM cycle, you're more rested than in the middle of a REM cycle. So I wake up to something positive. Sometimes I meditate. I don't always do that, but sometimes I do. I wear blue light glasses. So now the opposite is true when it was, you know, from nighttime. Now you want the blue light. So I wear blue light glasses until I go outside and get it from the sun. I'm drinking water. I'm stretching, getting my blood flowing. I'm listening to something positive, and you know that always helps to wake my body up a little bit, regardless of how tired I am. And I drive a long way every day, and I don't get that much.
You do all of this. You do all of this every day.
Yes.
Wow. Now, well, let me ask you this, Joe. Do you have any kids?
Not yet.
Okay. Because I just want to say some of this will end up going out the window.
That's true.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the advice, and I didn't realize that I should not be drinking coffee later in the evening. Well, it's not like I drink it in the evening, but I definitely drink coffee past 4 p.m. because I've got more stuff to do. You know what? I should probably stop that as well. That's good advice.
It's going to keep you up. That's going to keep you up. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they write about the sleeping pills. They are bad for you, but if it's working for you, I get using them.
Yeah.
The melatonin messes up your circadian rhythm, too, so that's not really good for you. But, you got to be here 9:07 and be alert. So I get taking sleeping pills, but if you could experiment with something, do it on a Saturday or Friday.
Yes, that's probably the best advice too right there. Joe, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you.
No,
yeah, so the blue light glasses. Brian, the producer, have you heard about these glasses? See, I don't even like wearing my glasses. So now I got to put on other glasses. People don't realize this, but I'm legally blind. I can't see. And the best part, not the best part, because it's not cool. It's probably embarrassing, but I don't get embarrassed by it. But I go to like events and things like that, and people will wave or, you know, they're like, hey, no. I can't see who they are at all. I can't see. Yeah, I have no idea who it is until they get literally right in front of me. And then it's like, oh, my gosh. Hey there, Jeff, you know. And they're probably looking at me like, why is this such a surprise? It is. It looks like I've got Guy in Owings Mills. Guy, did you want to give me some advice too here for the sleep?
Tim, I have the best advice. This works for me every single night. A lot of times I wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you keep waking up. Well, some website told me every time that happens to you, you say the Lord's Prayer. Every time. You can say it once, twice, three times, right? And, of course, I always ask God to help me fall back to sleep. But here's what I do every single night, and I swear, Kim, I fall right to sleep. I put on the 2024 election every single night. In fact, my wife says, what is wrong with you? I watch it every single night, and I'm telling you, those Democrats will put you to sleep in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I mean, sometimes you laugh at what they're saying, but I'm telling you, a combination of Trump winning the 2024 election, and you got to put on one of them real boringly, either like the PBS or the ABC News, you know, one of the real stupid ones. You put them on, you watch the 2024 election because it's on YouTube, right?
Uh-huh.
You put that on, and then if you wake up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, you say the Lord's Prayer, I'm telling you, God will put you back to sleep.
Well, thank you, Guy. I think that's a sure way to sleep like a baby. Guy, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. Speaking of the 2024 elections, real quick, it looks like I got someone else that wants to weigh in about the increased energy rates, which I'll talk about here just for another second. But Joyanne Reed, in case you missed it, she's actually been fired at MSNBC. Speaking of Democrats that were freaking out after the election, I guess the ratings were continuing to drop. And she didn't let up. And I will say, one of the last clips that I saw of her going viral, she was on a panel with an old friend of mine, Eugene Craig, here in Maryland. And they were talking about Elon Musk and President Trump, of course. And they were talking about getting rid of DEI. And some of the things that she said in this clip, I was like, wow, I don't know how she still has a job. And then, lo and behold, not even 48 hours later, she's out of a job. All right. And so I guess the lesson there to learn, I don't know if Joyanne Reed is going to learn it, but the lesson there to learn is to understand that when the majority, right, the popular vote, 7 swing states, when that goes to the guy you hate, you got to probably most likely turn the hate down just a notch. Just a notch if you want to keep your job on television. Okay. And I'm not telling Joyanne Reed what to do. But just a little bit of advice there. Again, we were talking about the energy crisis. We had on Delegate Brian Chisholm earlier. Again, thank you, Delegate, for being able to come on the show and talk to us about your bill to repeal Empower, which could possibly save ratepayers $40 to $60 a month. I don't know if it's going to get through. I would think that most likely Westmore will veto it, even if it did get through, because Democrats are against this. They don't want to save you money. I've got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you wanted to talk about the increase in rates?
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nobody talks about us seniors here. All they gave us was a 2.5% increase to cover all of our bills, and Medicare took most of that back. So I'm listening this morning to you with all these rate increases with BG&E, and the seniors are getting totally ripped off.
Yeah.
And nobody talks about it.
Yeah. No, Joe, you're absolutely correct on that. Many on a fixed income. I guess I'll ask you this, Joe. You know, when you're looking ahead to even some of these other increases that are going to hit most likely June 1st, I mean, how do you brace for something like that?
Well, I'm kind of in a unique situation. I also own a business, and I'm looking out not just for myself, actually for other seniors.
Yeah.
And it's sad. And I'm actually going to move my business out of Maryland over to Delaware, North Delaware. And it, because I've tried to get help here from the city and from the state, and they just don't respond. So they're not interested in employing an extra 400 people. So that's okay. So other people, other communities are interested in employment. So I'm moving, and the tax benefits. I am a Delaware corporation,
okay.
So moving is easy for me. So,
yeah. Well, Joe, look, I don't blame you, and I am so sorry that you guys, you know, all the seniors are feeling this. And when I even think about some of these increases on food delivery, things like that, again, it's going to impact our senior population. And I wish there was some relief around the corner, but the leadership right now just don't seem to care.
Kim, I'm also a service-disabled veteran, it's the same thing with us veterans. All we got was a 2.5% increase. So,
thank you, Joe.
Most veterans don't have a Medicare; they don't need it if you're getting all your health care from the VA.
Right.
But others, like myself in here, yes, we have Medicare and Medicaid, and I have a supplemental Plan G that covers everything. I don't get a bill for except that monthly bill. But it's sad what they're doing to everybody, and we are the forgotten people, the seniors and the veterans.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for your service, and I appreciate you sharing this because I think a lot of people do relate, unfortunately. Thank you, Joe.
Take care.
Thank you. It is. It's sad. It's sad. I mean, like, I've talked often on the show, and my mom, she's retired. She's on a fixed income. She's seeing all these things increase. Now, did I try to warn her on some of this? Yes. But it's your mom, so you can't really say I told you so, right? I mean, I say it under my breath, but not to her face. Look, I'm 43, but I'm pretty sure I'll still get popped. I feel bad for a lot of individuals in this state that are dealing with some of the repercussions here of just absolutely poor leadership. And it's not even poor leadership. It's greed of the politicians, right? They're thinking of their back pocket. They're thinking of their campaign coffers. They're thinking of, you know, their careers in politics. It's sad because it's all about them personally. And you know what? And I'm going to be very honest here. And I know there's going to be some Republicans that don't like that I say this, but I'll be honest with you. I view Governor Larry Hogan the same way. And I know that's hard for some people to hear. But I view him just as selfish as many of the Democrats. And I do. When we saw what happened during the pandemic, right? And that's why he got the nickname Lockdown Larry. We knew pretty, you know, fairly quickly that we could open the schools and send the kids back to school. He decided not to. He decided he was going to do this, you know, public campaign because he knew he wanted to run for the office of the president or the Oval Office. And he thought, okay, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to act like I'm the best governor in the world. I'm going to write a book about how great I am on this. And this is what he did, right? Remember, he went to the Baltimore City Convention Center. He had like the tanks in there and they were moving hospital beds in. We didn't even utilize it. Then he had, you know, he got the COVID test from Korea because his wife hooked it up. And then found out those COVID tests, the first batch didn't even work. $2 million for nothing. Then they store them in some warehouse. They had, like, you know, people covering it and guarding it so nobody could see what was going on. And then they got another batch from the same company. I'm like, did you get a refund? No. Did you send the other ones back? No. Right? And then they give his wife an award over there in Korea on how great she did. Yeah, I bet. But you know what? But that's how I view Governor Larry Hogan. That's why when the guys were talking earlier on a morning drive about him possibly running again, I'm thinking, I hope not. I hope not. This is why. And look, I like Robin Ficker. I don't know if anybody's ever sat down and had a good conversation with Robin, but he knows what he's talking about. But when you look at the fact that Robin Ficker in that primary there for that Senate seat got 30% against a guy that we were told has a 70% approval rating in the state of Maryland, what did that tell you right there? That told you right there, Governor Larry Hogan is not winning another election in the state of Maryland. Well, he's not. Because he doesn't even have the Republicans. And why would a Democrat vote for him over a Democrat when it's a Democrat stronghold in the state and they like it that way? Why would they vote for him over any other Democrat? They wouldn't. Do you think that he was a better choice than Angela Alsobrooks? Of course he was. When you're talking about policy, when you're talking about experience. But he lost by 11 to 12 points. Look, you know, and I know I was saying on the show, and I do wonder, where is Marty been? Because Marty hasn't been texting me like he used to. Marty, I hope that you're doing all right. But Marty would point out all the time, he was like, Kim, please, do not say that we should have Governor Larry Hogan running for Senate. And I said, that's the only person I think that could win statewide. And even he lost by 11 to 12 points. Okay? It is. It's very tough. It is difficult in this state. But I do believe right now, with so many people looking at these increases and these hikes, I do believe that you're going to have lots of independents and even some Democrats saying, you know what? I can't afford this anymore. And I think that's, you know, on a lot of different factors. Some factors that we possibly don't even talk about. I did want to mention, because it's in Maryland Matters, if you guys want to see the story. Remember we were talking about DDA? And the budget cuts to development disability? Well, apparently it has been on hold, It has now been delayed, and they'll take a look at it again next year. But they were going to cut $200 million from DDA. If you go to Maryland Matters, you can read the story there. They are going to delay it. Delegate Guyton, remember we were talking about how she would most likely advocate for such? She did, but it's just a delay. It's just a delay, and I think that delay is because of the election cycle coming around. But this is another problem that they have, the budget, right? The deficit. But I just want to say for those that are relying on disability and have families that rely on disability, just so you know, right now, as of this second, you're in the clear. So that is some relief, and that is good news. We'll discuss where we get back.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Vinny, while most agents make big promises, you're famous for your written guarantees.
That's right, Sean. Our name is our promise. While other agents will promise you an unrealistic price just to get your business, we'll provide an upfront written guarantee that if we can't sell your home for your asking price, we'll pay you the difference. Try getting that from someone who's promising you the moon and the stars just to get you to sign up with them.
So instead of just going with the agent that promises the highest price, go with the agent that guarantees your price upfront and in writing.
That's right. And if we fail in getting your price, we pay you the difference. Not lip service, but second mile service.
Makes sense. Sell your home with confidence and for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com for your written guarantee and start packing.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we've had a good conversation thus far. Real quick in the text line, Joan texted earlier. She says, I think the legislator in Annapolis will tame down the BGE because they won't be able to tax us more if the gas electric takes all of our money. It leaves no money left for them to tax. Joan, I would say never with these guys. Let's see. John says, dereliction of duty is a failure to perform one's duty either intentionally or accidentally. It can apply to parents. The great white dope, Vincent Schiraldi, Maryland Secretary of Juvenile Services, is crutching incompetent parenting. While many receive public benefits for parenting dependent children, it is an organized crime. John, great text there. Don't forget, that is our question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Governor Westmore fire Vincent Schiraldi? So far, 100% of you say yes. Now, you're probably thinking, Kim, that was a very easy question. Yes, it is. But they do take a look at WCBM.com there in Annapolis. And I just want to make sure they understand that many of us are watching and watching closely. I do want to talk about some of the things that are going on here on the national level. Let's see. I do have some other texts here. Lisa says, Kim, I thought it was odd when I started hearing Sean Hannity doing Empower commercial. Oh, okay. I think sometimes it is. Look, when people don't live here, they don't live here, right? I think that's what a lot of this is. Let's see. Eugene says, Kim, Newsmax ran the Oliver Stone documentary Nuclear Now. Oh, we were talking about that earlier this morning between 2 o'clock a.m. and 4:30 a.m. And I didn't see it. What, Eugene, why were you up at 2 a.m.? And this is, and I didn't see it coming on DirecTV's Guide, even though I have been looking for it so I could tell you about it. I hope you have DVR so you can record it. I'll keep you posted. Gene, I do have a DVR. Now, whether or not I know how to use it, I don't know. Let's see. Texter says, magnesium, tarate, sleep like a baby. Magnesium, magnesium, magnesium. You know, I have heard that before, but Joe is right where he says, I need to try this on the weekends. That is true. That is true. I don't know why I decided to do it last night. I even did an IG story when I said that was silly on my part. Todd in Street, Maryland, he goes, Kim, well, how do you drive? Very carefully, Todd, and I hope nobody else is on the road when I leave here. I know. But I do. I have glasses in my car, if you're wondering if I cannot see. Real quick, before we go to break, I did want to say, and again, we're going to talk about Elon Musk, and we're also going to talk about Mayor Brandon Scott when we get back and his push to keep DEI alive. But Governor Larry Hogan, like I said, if he runs again, we've got no shot in the Republican Party. I hope that he does not run against Governor Larry Hogan. And I will also say, I do think he's selfish, not just for the way that he ran his last race, but if you think about it, he had an opportunity to really elevate the Republican Party in the state with a 70% approval rating, and he chose not to. He chose not to. Always keep that in mind. All right, coming up next, we got so much to discuss.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essential